Now, the trade union, POPCRU, the Police and Prisons Civil Rights Union, have spoken out very, very strongly about news that there are going to be significant budget cuts in the budgets for the police services. There will be a large number of police officers who will lose their jobs. According to one report I've got in front of me in The Citizen, 13,000 could be taken off the street, 2,000 detectives, 11,000 cops. However, there will be no change, according to this report, to the large numbers of people at huge expense who sit at the very highest levels of the police. It's at a cost of around R1 billion, as I understand it, 500 brigadiers, 200 generals. This appears not to be affected. Plus, to add to this, there's been underspending from the money that's been available over the years. Richard Mamabolo is a POPCRU spokesperson and joins us now on 702 Drive. Mr. Mamabolo, welcome and thanks very much for your time. Can you confirm the numbers and those consequences that I've just described? Those figures come from the Institute for Security Studies, and this sounds like not only are police officers in danger of losing their jobs, but any sense of safety that South Africans may still have based on the police is going to be undermined further.
Most definitely, we're quite worried as a union that, you know, despite the fact that there had been budget cuts in the past year, and of course they are continuing for a period of 3 years, you still have challenges around understaffing and uneven allocation of resources. Yet most of the budget still continues to go to senior leadership within the SAPS at provincial and national levels, whereas we need more police officers on the ground. When you look at what has been happening within those structures, we have complained that the structures are bloated, and of course most of the people who work there are people who are trained to be police officers, who are supposed to actually be doing the work of policing communities and ensuring that members of the community are kept safe. So instead, those who are Public Service Act members who deal with administrative matters have obviously been occupying positions, yet you've got more of those who have been sent to be police officers at that level. So that is concerning. But as well, one of the other complaints that we have obviously raised is the fact that we've had a lot of challenges with staff shortages in the past year. And you remember that in the July unrest last year, there were a lot of police officers who were deployed to both KwaZulu-Natal and Gauteng. They were obviously supposed to be compensated, and that has not been done as yet. But when you look in hindsight, there has been understanding within their budget. Again, there is a shortage of detectives in the country, which obviously has got an impact on resolving the number of outstanding cases that are to be dealt with.
Yeah.
Now,
so,
they have not been paid as well, yet there has been, there is understanding.
So, Mr. Mamabolo, do you know what all these top-level police brigadiers and generals actually do? I mean, you and your members would have a sense of the different roles that they play. Are all of them in positions that need filling, or is there overstaffing? And if there is, by how much, in your view?
There are a lot of duplication of roles within that within those upper structures. That is why it has always been the case that there's a lot of infighting within the SAPS, because a huge chunk of the budget goes to provincial, national and provincial offices, while resources are supposed to be channeled to police stations where resources are needed. You would have noted that last year we had a lot of attacks on police stations, wherein you find that there are at least less than five people working at any given point in time. And of course, the vehicles and all the other resources that are supposed to be utilized in servicing communities, most of the funds are channeled towards those higher echelons, whereas they are not actually doing much to ensure that crime is dealt with on the ground.
Mr. Mamabolo, when they make strategic plans and they talk about how budget should be allocated and deploy resources, do you and SAPU and any other organized formations representing police officers ever get consulted? Does either at a provincial level or a district level or a national level, does anyone ever come to you and say, your members work on the ground, what do you reckon? How should we spend the money?
We even go to the point of making recommendations. However, in most cases, they are not taken seriously. And one of the reasons why, when you actually ask as to why certain things have not been implemented, which had been agreed on, you would be told about the shortage of budget. But yet again, the SAPS has not even, in most cases, had strategic observations around looking into how we can, in the short term or in the long term, look into how we can actually work together in ensuring that we deal with the current situation in the country. So it is a huge challenge, of course. In most cases, we would agree to certain things, but there are still a lot of outstanding agreements that have been signed which have not been implemented.
Thanks very much, Richard Mamabolo, spokesperson at PopCrew.